all the messages on screen will be updated as the information becomes available. This station
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to episode 15 of the Casual Preppers Podcast. Cameron,
yes.
Say hello.
Hello.
How was your Halloween?
It's bueno.
It was?
Yeah,
it was fun. Did you eat lots of candy?
I'm still eating candy.
I had like two pieces of candy. That's all I had.
Oh, well, good for you.
I know.
Congratulations, Kobe.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You should store some for morale booster.
I should, huh? Yeah. Put some chocolate on the back burner. So, what's going to happen today, Cam? What's going on?
Today's a sweet episode.
Dude, it feels like... Why does it feel like it's been so long?
It has been a long time.
It's only been 2 weeks.
Nah, it feels longer.
We do this every 2 weeks.
It has been a long time.
It feels like it's been a while, though.
We got an awesome episode today.
We do. I'm excited.
I've always liked this topic.
I'm excited. I feel like we didn't do it justice, but well, I don't really give a crap.
It's fun to talk about. There's a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
But, so, EMPs.
Yep. Imps.
Everybody's scared about an imp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm freaked out about it.
I am. Yeah.
No, it's scary.
It really is.
Super duper.
Our country is so dependent on electronics.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Freakishly.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So that's what we're going to talk about.
All right.
We also have some other things going on.
We have a lot of things.
Yeah. So we're gonna review, finally, the Dog Tag Incorporated first aid kit that they sent out.
He's muy bueno.
Cam has been playing with that sucker.
Just freaking playing with it.
Yeah, I mean, you're ruining it. You're basically, it's worn out already.
Playing with it.
Anyway, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Battle Box Mission 20.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Correct? Mission 20.
About it.
It's been a long time. Yeah, it's been a while. We do have a video.
21's going to be out.
We do have a video up of Mission 20.
We do.
And it was a pretty cool video.
Yeah, you need to check it out.
It's a good one. So it's on our website.
It covers all the goodies.
Yeah.
Which we will talk about as well.
Yeah, we will talk about that. Also, next week, we're going to have a giveaway. Are you excited? Because I'm excited.
I am, because it's a cool giveaway.
Yes, Expedition Research. If you don't know who they are, go take a look at them online. But they have sent us a couple of things to give away. First, a 4-bag dry bag set. And their dry bags are sweet.
They are. They're heavy duty.
Yeah, he sent a couple of them over for us to play with. And
have you been playing with them?
A little bit, yes. Yeah. I have, actually.
I pulled mine out.
Did you?
Yeah.
Don't pull
they're
it out
freaking,
right now.
They're freaking heavy duty, man.
They are heavy duty, yeah.
A dry bag, man.
They're
super nice to have.
Yes, very nice to have. So be looking for that. That one's going to be on Instagram next week.
Yeah.
And we'll probably run that for a couple weeks, and I hope one of you win.
Yeah.
I really do.
They're really not that easy to come by.
No.
Dry bags.
No,
like all
not.
The stores around here, nobody carries anything
no,
like that.
No, they don't. These are really sweet. You're going to like them. And it's a whole set. And then besides that, and then 2 weeks after that, we're going to do another set from...
Oh, man.
Well, not another set. We're going to do another giveaway from Expedition Research, and that's the Tac Bar.
That thing is
giveaway.
Sweet too.
Yes, I got that
really
thing
sweet
sitting next to my bug out bag right now, and they're bug out rations basically is what they are. They stay good for 5 years. They come in a nice little.
It's so tight looking.
Yeah, it is. It's sexy.
Like even if you didn't want to keep it because you're dumb.
Yeah.
You could give it away as one of the biggest bad A gifts ever.
Yeah, bad A. Man.
I'm curving the language.
Curving the language today. Okay, but first, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Tac Pack. And you know what? The next Tac Pack's about ready to drop.
I was going
to
say.
It's about ready to drop. Yeah. And they said it's their highest value box ever.
Really?
Ever.
Hard to die.
Yeah, yeah. So the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first Tac Pack, as always, with code... What's the code, Cam?
It's Casual Preppers.
Casual Preppers at www.tacpack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code
Casual Preppers.
Casual Preppers.
Purple Casual.
Tacpack.com.
Seriously, use it.
Go get your freaking Tac Pack, okay? It's a smart thing to do.
Oh, it's a really smart thing.
It's super
thing
smart.
To do.
But Cameron?
Uh-huh.
It's a mad, mad world.
So the world is getting madder by the day, son.
Go for it. I saw you had like 16 paragraphs of
stuff.
Yeah,
and you know what? I might not even use that.
Oh,
I'm thinking about just...
Snap.
Thinking about going off topic. Anyways.
Switch it up.
Let me talk about it real quick.
So you're doing two?
I'm going to do like four.
Oh, no.
No. This one is, do you remember last week when we had that internet service outage?
I didn't even know about that.
Oh, you didn't even know about
no,
it?
No, because I'm not a social media guy.
People were losing their minds,
oh, I'm sure.
Bro.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah, so there was
Roseph.
Roseph. so there was a lot of major...
I didn't think you were going to stop, so go so. Ahead.
There were a lot of major websites that were inaccessible to people across swaths of the United States on Friday, which was, I think, last Friday.
Just freaking out because of they couldn't get on their social media?
Yes, so, yeah, well...
look at Twitter!
Well, Twitter, Netflix, Spotify, Reddit, Etsy, SoundCloud, the New York Times. If anyone's reading the New York Times, you're a dumbass anyways.
That's so, the truth.
Yeah. So the company DIN, D-Y-N, you think that's funny?
It is funny.
Okay.
I didn't know you felt so strongly about that.
Yeah, the New York Times.
Every once in a while, they have
good... They're a liberal rag.
I was going to say, outside of that kind of stuff, they have some good stuff.
Okay, whatever.
Non-political garbage.
Okay. you're going to have to tell me about that because I don't read that
They have
paper.
Some medical breakthrough stuff
oh,
that
do
I
they?
Read. Yeah.
Okay.
So well. It's probably all false, right?
It probably Apparently. Is, yes. Uh-huh. So there was a big DDoS attack, and it basically... They used a bunch of malware that was put onto a bunch of different people's devices, like all over, and attacked this DIN server, I guess, all at once.
They don't know who did it?
No, well, no, I don't
was
think
they
Norton do.
Was it Norton or McAfee? Because I wouldn't doubt it.
Was it what? What'd you say?
The two antivirus things. Oh. I swear that they're viruses themselves.
Oh, Norton and McAfee. I get you. Uh-huh. I thought it was like a guy named Norton McAfee. I'm like,
hey, did Norton McAfee do it? That guy?
Now, Norton McAfee? You know, your brother's cousin and sister?
Did Norton McAfee down the street do this?
Norton McAfee. That's a good one. Anyways, so that's a bad deal when stuff like that happens. And, you know, it could happen on a larger scale.
That surprises
really
surprising
easy.
It affected all of those.
Yeah, man, it was a big deal, and people were freaking out.
I can't post about it.
Yeah. So, anyways, that was a bad deal, and that could happen in a large scale, and if that does happen...
In a heartbeat.
People are going to lose their crap because they can't get their Facebook. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by the way, come follow us on Facebook. Come like us on Facebook.
It's not shut down.
I know you're not. See, here's the thing. There's a lot of downloads of this podcast, and there's not that many people who like us on
I know,
Facebook.
That we
So can
we
you
really...
tell me what the hell is going on here? This equation doesn't...
I mean, what the hell's going on?
I mean, what the hell's going on?
Tremors the other day.
Did you? I almost watched it too.
So good.
I really wanted to watch it, but I had my kids there, and I thought maybe they shouldn't watch Tremors.
It's a little...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah.
They're not real though, so...
No, they're not, but that doesn't matter.
But they were real. What episode did we do that?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for that, Cameron.
Anyway,
anyways, so come like us on Facebook. Yeah,
please do.
That was a rant. That was stupid. Anyways, election. It's next week. So by the time we come to the next podcast, we're going to have a new
awesome.
President-elect.
Yay.
Holy crap. But it has gotten so juicy.
Yeah, it really has.
So Comey is reopening the FBI investigation against Hillary Clinton. Holy crap. Can you... it was like manna from God. That
Seriously.
Donald Trump was like creaming in his trousers, in his $5,000 trousers.
Sacrificing peasants.
Yeah, he's like throwing money out
Kill
the window.
Kill these poor people.
Yeah, he's so happy about it. And I hate Hillary so much. I love it.
I know.
And I'm not saying I love Trump so much, but
no,
I
but
hate
I know what you mean.
Hillary so much.
Yes.
Anyways, that's just awesome.
Well
I just wanted to say that right now. So
good job.
Move on.
You said it.
I did.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
I'm confused.
Don't be confused. Those were two different topics.
I know, but
I just thought it was awesome. I just want to talk about it.
It is really awesome. So mine's awesome.
Doubt it.
It is. So have you heard of Russia has a new rocket?
They do?
Yeah. Called Satan 2.
Is it really called Satan 2?
Yeah.
Wonder what Satan 1 was like.
So this rocket that they're making is powerful enough to wipe out an area as large as Texas or France.
Good Lord.
And it has a range exceeding 11,000 kilometers or 6,835 miles.
What?
Yeah, what the hell? Why? Why is a human being making something like this?
And it's just like
It's so this is a mad
rocket.
Mad
it's not basically, a nuclear weapon.
To me, it seems like they're just trying to, I'm not making a nuke.
Okay.
But I'm making a bomb that's going to blow, could so blow it's a big chunk of like, the United States off.
It's not nuclear.
It's not nuclear. It's not an atom it's bomb. A ballistic missile.
It's a ballistic missile.
Satan 2.
Yeesh.
Now that's a mad, mad world.
Oh yeah, that it's is.
Freaking humans yeah. building garbage like that. I'm just like, why? What?
Because it's Russia, man.
Yeah, that's exactly why. So
it's Russia.
That's a mad, mad world when you have a country that powerful, that crazy, building a rocket that can go 11,000 kilometers and can blow
and
a whole state
Texas.
Off. Jeez.
Wow.
Anyways, that's I thought that was pretty crazy.
That's awesome. Not awesome, but yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
All right, yeah.
So do you want to just get into our podcast
we
now?
We need to.
Okay, we're talking about EMPs. Do you know what an EMP is, Cameron? You probably do know.
I do.
You've been studying. You've been studying. So the actual definition of an EMP, what is an EMP? Also sometimes called transient electromagnetic disturbance. Those are big words.
Freaking trannies.
Yeah. It's a short burst of electromagnetic energy. Basically, such a pulse may occur in the form of radiated electric or magnetic field or conducted electrical current depending on the source. And it can be natural or man-made. And we'll kind of go over some of that. That's a lot of technical jargon that I don't...
Yes, it's God.
Yeah.
No, Bill, I felt pretty nerdy when I was reading about yeah, most of this.
Bill Nye might be able to tell you about it, but I'm not that guy. So, you know, in layman's terms, it's an intense burst of electromagnetic energy caused by an abrupt and rapid acceleration of charged particles. And I don't know if that's really layman terms because I'm still confused reading this
thing.
It is.
It is confusing.
So it can cause all kinds of problems with, electronic equipment devices. You know, in some cases it can even cause physical damage to things such as buildings, airplanes, power lines, etc. So it can be bad.
Etc.
Yeah. Many etc. You know, this comes along, you know, two different things. It can be man-made, like they said, or it could be natural. And when it's natural, they usually call it a CME, which is a coronal mass ejection. Now, that's not something that happens in your pants before you're actually... what this is...
When you start listening to this episode.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not that. That's not what we're talking about. Basically, it's a giant cloud of solar plasma drenched with magnetic field lines. Mm, that sounds delicious, doesn't it?
It does.
That are blown away from the sun during strong, long-duration solar flares and filament eruptions. So,
I like this.
Man,
this.
I'm all turned on after reading this stuff, and I don't know why.
This is good.
Yeah, so there has been some actual CMEs that have happened, Cam.
Yeah, I know.
So in 1859, there was something called the Carrington event. Did you read about this?
I did.
You did, okay. So basically, this was a coronal mass ejection. It was a powerful geomagnetic solar storm during a solar cycle 10. Apparently, the solar cycles are numbered. I have no idea.
I saw that too.
So the solar coronal mass ejection hit Earth's magnetosphere and induced one of the largest geomagnetic storms on record, September 1st and 2nd in 1859. The associated white light flare in the solar photosphere was observed and recorded by English astronomers Richard C. Carrington and Richard Hodgson, therefore the Carrington event. That's why it's called that. So this actually did happen back, you know.
I had no idea that this happened way back then.
1859. So there was some issues that came from it. So like some telegraph offices went dark, like the telegraph. I mean, there wasn't a lot of electronic equipment back then.
No, not at all.
So we don't really know. If this happened now, they really think that it would just like wipe out like 90% of all electronics and things. But we need to preface this whole discussion we're having today with we really don't know. Like a lot of this stuff is just speculation. We don't know exactly what could happen. And it all depends on how large one of these storms are or how large one of these bombs are or something like that. So anyways, Cam, can you tell us like how these are created? I kind of went over a little bit of the CME, but tell us about it.
How it's created?
Yeah.
You jumped me right into like half of it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
I was really just... going to talk about
you were looking at Facebook on your phone.
No, I was looking, I was like following along because I was like, man, he's covering my part here.
Well, that's, I told you, remember how this little discussion we had before we started the podcast?
I did, but I didn't know you were going into that much detail.
Okay,
so
I
you practically covered.
That's all right.
One of my.
Okay.
So, but yeah.
You can quickly.
Of
go
an
over
EMP,
that.
There's the two ways, the solar flare. Kobe just went into all this detail.
Was there more detail that I didn't go
No, you
into?
Pretty much covered all of it.
God, I could have done a lot less work on this podcast.
You probably could have.
Gosh.
But yeah, anyway.
Whatever.
So. So a solar storm would be awesome to witness, with all those fascinating things that you were talking about.
Yeah, eruptions and
erections and
whatnot. Magnetospheres.
But yeah, I don't really know what more to talk about on the solar flare.
That's fine.
You did a great job.
I did a fantastic job.
Wikipedia, I know. You did such an amazing job.
Well, I did have several other things, not just from Wikipedia, okay?
No, I know. Yeah. I didn't have it all from a Wikipedia either.
Mm-hmm, wonderful.
A Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyway, obviously, you know, you can see with the southern lights that and the northern lights. That's what's mm-hmm. kind of cool is we can actually see that magnetic force and the, you know, the... particles. So yeah, the sun, it's just crazy that that can just cause all of that to just
it's
freaking
I don't understand a lot of
I don't either. Cool. It was fascinating to read. Yeah. But
what's wrong?
I pulled my thing out.
You
hold
can't
on,
hear
hold
anything?
On. I pulled my thing out.
Did you coronal mass eject early?
I pulled my thing out. Hold on.
Why so, did you suddenly become Asian? I don't understand.
I don't know. But yeah, just thinking of what it fried back then.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know there was electronics.
They had telegraphs.
So
there wasn't much
so
else.
Prehistoric, you know?
I read it somewhere. They actually said that some of the, in the telegraph offices, some of the telegraphers, I don't know what you call someone who did that. Anyways, they were actually shocked. Like they
oh,
got
really?
Shocked.
I didn't hear that.
Physically
That's
shocked.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And that's awesome.
That's sad, but it's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, when they were talking about like, the colors, like this, the ocean was like red because it changed, you know, the atmosphere was like positively charged and it,
gosh.
It looked like the sea was like blood red.
Dude, I didn't read that. That's cool.
Freaking crazy.
Well, that would scare the crap out of you. It
would. And yeah, it would just be devastating to us. So anyway, number two would be, you know, your HIMP.
Yeah.
Your high altitude, you know, electromagnetic force or pulse. Which would be a nuke detonated, you know, up
on
above
Satan
us.
2?
Yeah. So Kobe was talking about, didn't you talk about those?
What?
No, you haven't yet. So in 1962, the U.S. kind of carried those out. So this has been tested. Clear back in 1962, you're going to talk a little more on that.
No,
right?
You go ahead and just go into it.
Oh,
it's all
okay.
Right.
Well, it's just basic.
I took some of your crap, so you take some of mine.
Okay. So anyway, the U.S. carried out a test called the Starfish Prime, and they exploded a 1.44 megaton bomb above the Pacific Ocean.
Right.
So the only island that was nearby was Hawaii that suffered the...
But Hawaii was 900 miles away.
Yeah. So it was really far away from everything.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it still... it disrupted, blew out light poles.
Yeah.
And I think it caused some issues with, what was all the stuff that it did?
So it disabled 1/3 of the satellites in low Earth orbit at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even read about that part.
It disabled 1/3 of those and it caused a bunch of other satellites to fail over time. So it damaged them.
Wow, I didn't
them.
Know that.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
That it did that?
Yeah, I'd heard that. Like the solar flare would fry like 900 satellites.
Oh yeah, I can't imagine what
that's
would happen.
That's just they'd just be crashing.
I wouldn't
down,
be able
I
to
guess.
Listen to XM anymore.
I know. That's just nuts. I mean, man, all of them to just get destroyed.
And that's
instantly.
The thing. That's one of those things.
So communications would be wiped.
That
out instantly.
Is like it's going to happen at some time.
I know.
At some point.
Yeah.
It's not like one of those. Well, North Korea is.
I know. Thank goodness that people aren't going to shoot. Like,
yeah.
The sun is going to.
The sun's a bitch anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't care.
Yeah.
It's going to do what it's going to do.
It's going to spew a little flare out and then, you know, we're just going to get toasted.
Exactly.
So, yeah, anyway, the nuclear explosion, you know, that can come from anywhere.
Did you see that the Soviet Union also did the same test?
Yeah,
and
I did.
That was in
62. Theirs was more, a little bit more legit for what it would happen. I love how they test stuff on their own country.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm just going to blow it up right over
the landmass.
Well,
we did the same
mass.
Thing, basically.
Kind of.
I mean, with
but
nukes.
We used the ocean. Yeah.
in Nevada.
Nevada,
yeah. So anyways, yeah.
But yeah, so they did it around the same time, wasn't
it?
In 1962?
Yeah, it was in 62. They did it at 180 miles high, is what they said. An altitude of 180 miles.
I had it on here, but
that's really high, isn't it?
The Soviet Project K nuclear test. Yeah, so it was a smaller bomb, too.
300 kiloton missile warhead.
Yeah.
West of Jezikstan. Can you read that name?
Oh, I got Kazakhstan.
This says Jezikstan, whatever. I don't know.
Jizikstan?
Jizikstan.
Yeah, anyway, over hey, Russia.
Hey, baby, I'm the mayor of Jizikstan.
So they'd actually put... they were testing the surge that it would put on telephone lines.
Yeah.
So they had put those in there, and it did. It fried a bunch of them.
It burned down a power plant.
I know, and that fire erupted into a power plant.
Yeah.
And this is 1962, and right. These are more, they're not nearly as complex electronics.
Oh, yeah, that we have now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially in Russia, I mean, of all places.
Oh, yeah.
So they probably didn't have anything, just...
No.
You know?
No, exactly, so...
So, yeah. So a nuclear pulse will... It would be pretty devastating. The thing is, we've never tested it in, you know, modern times with the complex electrical equipment that we have. So we don't know exactly.
That's the thing.
Really, what will
a lot of people are like? Survive. It's going to shut down everything. It's just nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Yeah.
Like yes, probably, maybe. And then right. Some people say none of the cars are going to work, but that might not actually be true. Some of them could work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, we just don't know. So it's one of those things you just have to plan
for. Well,
there's
so many factors too. You know, the size of the weapon. So the weapon yield, the target distance, the altitude of the weapon, all this matters. Mm-hmm. And if you're really like, if you're really interested in it and you go look at it, there's three different pulses. You know, there's the E1, that's E2, right. E3.
I saw those, but I didn't get into them too
E1
much.
E1's the one that's going to be devastating. That's the first pulse wave that's just going to fry things. And then E2 and E3 are longer lasting. Oh. I didn't go into a lot of detail on those either, but they're not, like, in terms of, like, protecting your stuff, it's from E1.
It's from E1.
But E2 and E3 are still going to cause some issues with electronics. And
so those are different types of bombs, or are those pulses from the same detonation?
Bomb. Same bomb, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's different, like the different waves of the pulse. So
right.
Yeah, so three different ones. And really, the E1 does the most damage, and that's the one that had kind of been studied in 1962.
Right, okay. That makes sense.
But it was noted that there's those two others. And so we don't know what those two others could really do, you know, based on distance, size of the bomb, and all that crap, too.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, anyway, in terms of damage, what will be damaged, you know, we just don't really know for sure. Obviously, the real basic part about that is back in, you know, older vintage stuff used vacuum tube electrodes.
Yeah.
So that stuff is a little more resistant to EMPs, which is kind of weird, you know. We got modern day technology that's more susceptible to getting toasted.
Right.
But solid state electronics are the ones that are more susceptible.
Wait, are you going into stuff that's damaged already?
Are you skipping? Jumping past yours?
Yeah, you're jumping past mine a little bit. That's okay though. That's okay.
Okay, what?
Huh?
What was yours?
Well, I just wanted to go through kind of what will happen a little bit.
Oh,
more.
Yeah, that
but,
is yours.
But it's okay. It's you're,
okay,
we're kind
what's going to happen to the system?
No, it's kind of all in one. It's what's going to be fried, what will happen. It's all kind of the same thing. So let's just talk about that.
Yeah, okay.
You know, we don't have to.
And I should have bolded yours.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Like you said, though,
stole mine.
It's really dependent on the size of the storm or the size of the bomb and how it plays out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said. So if there's, like, say there's a large solar storm that actually does affect us, not something huge, something large. So what they think is that it could take out the power grid, but that doesn't mean it's going to fry all your devices.
Yeah.
But it could fry stuff that's connected to the power grid, like say your fridge.
Yeah.
You know, anything is plugged in, but it's not going to take out your cell phone. It's not going to take out your battery. It's not going to take out your car. It's just going to affect what's on the.
I know,
power
and
grid.
I think a lot of people thought it would just.
Well, and it depends because if there's
based on the book, you know, it just toasted most everything.
What book?
I just forgot it.
Oh, 1 second after.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot more devastating.
See, but that one could have been a large EMP.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
right.
That's what I'm saying. There's like, so I'm just saying like a regular type large solar storm, that's what it could do. It could also take down internet services, radio stations,
yeah,
things like that.
Communications are going to die.
Yeah. But say we have a massive solar storm, like massive, it could just wipe everything out. I mean, it could wipe out the whole grid. Yeah,
and that one, it just makes, that one's the freakier one.
Yeah, I mean, it could take out
everything. And it's the one that can just happen.
Yeah, no prevention. Yeah. So this is, think about this. This is crazy. I was reading about this. So the U.S. has about 2,100 electrical transformers. 2,100. Yeah, I don't know a lot about electricity, so this doesn't make a ton of sense to me. But anyways,
that seems a little bit low.
No, they have 2,100. I'm thinking of, they must be the bigger.
I think so too.
Yeah, it's not like the one that's out out there.
I know. When I was reading about that too, I was like,
so about 370 of them are high voltage transformers. So until a few years ago, there wasn't a company in the U.S. that made those.
Yeah, I didn't know
there was
that.
No company. So today there's two that make them. So building just one takes weeks.
Wow.
So if you think about it, replacing one takes a month. And if they all go out at one time, so think if they all go out, plus all the cars go out.
Yeah.
Basically, what it means is you're back to the Stone Age for at least a year.
Well, wasn't there instances of long power outage and like riots? And I mean, there's been a lot of those blackouts that, you know, kind of shows us what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
If things shut down.
Yeah.
And of course, it'll probably happen at night.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Guarantee.
No, I think it's going to happen. You know what the worst part? Oh, we'll go into this. Never mind. We'll go into it later.
During the election?
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Oh, the voting booth is down. Oh no. So the funny thing is, there's never been a procedure put in place for like a complete black start of the grid to start everything over. There's no procedure to do that, which it just blows my mind.
That is pretty surprising.
You know, that I just don't get it. Like, how have they not thought about that? So, a large EMP, so like something huge. North Korea, Russia, somebody, I don't know who it's going to be, China, they blow something up over
the United States. I'm sure Russia has Satan 3 or Satan 10.
Probably. Anyway, so say they blow something over the United States. It's huge. It's just as large as it can get. It works out perfect, and it fries everything. Just think about the things that's going to happen. So, transportation's gone. The crazy thing is the airplanes that are in the sky at one time, I mean, I haven't seen the statistics, but how many airplanes are in the sky at one time?
A lot.
Thousands?
Yeah.
Those are all just going to...
I know, there's... Yeah.
They're all going down.
I was
reading
about some of the older ones had some resistance, like when they dropped, the Enola Gay.
Uh-huh.
Like, it didn't really affect it because it was so high.
Yeah.
And like, but some of the other ones...
Yeah.
I can't remember... Yeah, but...
Yeah.
It's just kind of, that's
so
all of those is dropping.
Yeah. So just immediately there's just plane crashes everywhere. Everybody's dying in that. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of people that die immediately, right? The cars are going to be immobilized most likely. Like we said, we don't know, but we're just kind of going off of what people think will happen. The cars will be immobilized. Some older cars, they think with less electronic, especially the ones without like microchips and chips in them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Old muscle cars.
Yeah, they might be okay. Like 1960 cars, maybe even 70s, they might be all right. And then you got to think about this. The hospitals, like immediately.
I know. The backup generators are going to be fried.
Yeah, you have
no
backup generator.
And then you've got respirators,
Yeah, so you're just going to have hundreds of thousands of people die.
I know. And how many people rely on medical devices at home?
And that's another thing. How many people in the U.S. have diabetes?
Yeah.
30 million.
Yep.
About. I mean, that's a rough estimate. So I don't know how long insulin stays good.
I know, refrigeration.
Unrefrigerated. Ugh. But it's not long, right? I don't know.
There's something. Yeah, I mean, you probably got a month to...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, wasn't his daughter, she was diabetic.
Yeah, that? 1 second after. That. Yeah. I mean, we've been talking about that, but maybe we should say what it
That's
is.
That's the crappiest
It's
thing.
A book. It's a fiction book about an EMP that happens in a small town, and the guy, his
That's an excellent book to make you really like, ugh.
Yeah, if you haven't read it, you need to go read it. If you're a prepper.
EMP, yeah.
I mean, even if you're not a prepper, it's just a good book. It was a really
Did
good
Did you read the newest one?
I haven't.
I haven't either.
I started it, and I just...
It wasn't as good.
It didn't pull me in like the other one did.
Yeah, but I'd wondered. I hadn't...
Yeah, I haven't read it. It's 1 year after, so it's like, a year after that. Anyways, it's a really good book. It talks about all this kind of stuff. But his daughter has diabetes, and that was a hard thing because he couldn't keep the insulin cold.
Yeah, what a mess.
Oh, yeah, it's not good. So, okay, and then there's also like roughly one third of the United States is on welfare. One third. So those people have nothing saved up. They have no, obviously, they don't have a lot of food. They're dependent completely on the government sending them a check.
Gosh.
So that check's not coming, bro. You know what I
and
mean?
And any of those goods are going to be toast in a couple days, really.
And so think about this. Say
all the dairy products.
Say this thing happens in the middle of the day. You work 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
Your kids are in school an hour this way.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? What do you do?
I know.
You have
to
walk.
That's even scarier.
Yeah, you've got to walk. Your kids can't get, there's no buses. I mean, how are they going to get home? How are you going to get back to your kids? These are a lot of things you have to think about. You know, that's why I think the emergency plan is a really good thing to have. So your kids are at school. Something happens. They know the phones don't work. The cars don't work. They know what they need to do.
That's true.
Did you tell them to just run home? You know, even if it's a long ways to just start going? Because they don't know. They're just going to listen to their teacher.
Yeah.
Right? So you need to think about that, right? So your cell phones are going to be gone, right? Your computers. I mean, I'm sure you've got some stuff on that, right? I want to hear what you got.
What? On my phone?
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, about what's going to be fried. What else is going to be fried? Do you know what I mean?
Well,
as far as comms and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't talk too much about specifics of, because, I mean, we really, like we talked about, we really don't know for sure, but yeah, I mean, you covered most of the real
sorry
big stuff. No, that's fine, because like I said, we don't know for sure, but you had the big things of, you know, the grid, being, you know, you're going to get trapped. If it happens at night, even more terrifying.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then, yeah, your communications, I mean, almost all communications are going to be gone. You're probably not even going to know what happened for several days.
Yeah, until the word gets around.
Yeah.
How are you going to know?
We got a power outage in our whole town. It must be, you know, a local power plant down, or you're not even going to know.
I think, obviously, once your cell phone doesn't
work. Planes start crashing into your town.
Yeah, then you're going to say, oh, crap, something's going on.
Yeah, solar flare.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. We might not know if it's a solar flare.
That's true.
Or if it's a nuke. You know, yeah, we don't know if we're at war.
Of course, we'll be instantly like, oh,
and the military only has certain things that they've EMP proofed. You know what I mean? So, wow, it's scary.
So, when I was talking about the damages, so obviously, you know, phone lines, regular phone lines are probably going to be down.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the communication is going to be shut off for sure. And I talked a little bit about some of the things that, or I wrote down some of the things that may survive.
Okay, yeah.
That likely, you know, so older devices, vintage appliances that use the vacuum tube, you know, I mean, these are old suckers, and I really don't have anything like that.
No.
You know, most people don't. But they, you know, they figure they're a little more protected. They're not 100%, you know, if it's big enough, it's going to wipe it out too.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of that old stuff's going to last through it. Batteries aren't going to be affected. So
that's good.
Yeah, that is.
The problem is a lot of battery operated devices have like chips.
They do
chips
have little chips.
Them.
Yeah. So, but some of the older stuff, I mean, some of the real generic cheap flashlights, I don't think that you're going to lose those. You may though.
Yeah.
So it would probably be a good idea to protect some of that stuff, which Kobe will talk a little bit about. But, The solar panels can actually take quite a bit of a surge. They lose their effectiveness, the percentage of power that they can store and use, but for the most part they're pretty they're a little bit more resistant. So, you know, solar panel or solar powered flashlights and radios and stuff.
Yeah. Always a
good
idea.
Yes, they always have they do have electric stuff in there, it could be fried, but your surge protectors, forget it. They're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
They just don't have the ability to stop that much of a power surge. And anything that's connected to, you know, the power lines through your house, I mean, that's where it's all going to be.
And with surge protectors too, most people have those cheap ones you get from Walmart. If they have one surge, they're done. They don't protect
and
anymore.
And they probably have already gone through that surge.
So you need to think about that anyways.
Yeah.
Like those things, seriously, after one surge, most of the time they won't protect anything anymore.
Yeah.
So you have to get either the really nice surge protectors.
Right.
Or you have to keep switching them out.
Yeah.
So just so you're
and
aware.
Even those are probably not going to make it just because they're in the system that's going to get the brunt of everything.
Yeah.
So anything that's plugged in is likely going to be fried regardless of how old it is or anything. Watches... they suspect are probably not going to be affected.
Oh, okay.
You know,
what time
most of them, yeah. So,
That's good.
And large electrical motors, the way that they're built, they're made to sustain a lot of surge.
I saw kind of both on that one, like, you know, like big old generators and stuff like that. They might be okay.
Yeah, they might. Yeah, because just the way and the strength of, you know, they're used to taking a lot of.
It's just funny reading articles and things. There's a lot of people that had different opinions on that. Like, what's going to make it? What won't make it? I have like no idea.
I know.
Seriously.
I know. And there's some good stuff about some mists that they. What was that test they did? I should have wrote it down. It was called the.
Not important.
Basically, Russia's test. We didn't get a lot of information from them.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of just with the Cold War and everything. So we don't know the extent of an over the ground, you know, type of explosion, you know, like we talked about. But over the U.S., it's just going to. I mean, I'm just going to assume. Almost everything electronic is going to be fried.
Yeah. Just assume.
I mean, don't even plan on relying on any electronics.
Yeah.
I think that's safer to do. But yeah. So.
So I had a couple other things really quick. Obviously, food. The shipments will stop immediately. I mean, this is stuff we talk about all the time as preppers.
Yeah.
Right? The shipments will be done.
Oh, did you want me to talk about the surviving the aftermath?
Yeah, but we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, and farmers, they rely on electricity, you know, and machinery and electronics. I mean, you know what it is. I was actually at a farm today. I was at a corn farm today.
Really?
And the combine is all by satellite. It's
the new ones are freaky.
I mean, there's so much electronics and stuff in that thing. It's like you don't even have to be inside this stupid thing to let it go. It just does what it does. It's crazy. Anyways, so that's going
to
stop.
How much, like, we've made things to be so convenient, we're going to lose it all.
Yeah, exactly.
We can lose it all.
Also, clean water. I thought this was insane. So, you know, in 2010, when that big earthquake hit Haiti, 2010, right? It killed like 200,000 people. Anyways, 6 weeks following the earthquake, Haiti announced that it had the first cholera outbreak in over a century.
Wow.
And this is obviously because they couldn't clean the water. Right, they didn't have sanitation because everything went down. So the cholera outbreak killed 8,000 more people.
Oh my gosh!
And so that just shows you when, you know, the water treatment plant stops.
Yeah, and they're all power. So
yeah, I mean, that's just going to be a bad deal. Hey, really quick before I move on, Cameron, we have a brand new sponsor on the podcast. We are freaking excited to welcome the 3%ers. This is really cool. We're super excited. So the 3%ers are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. And let me tell you this. We have some shirts coming right now. They are sweet.
They are. They're really sweet.
They're awesome.
I had the hardest time like looking through them. Like, jeez, I want that one. Pick. I like that one. This one's awesome.
They're all fantastic.
Yeah.
So these guys are extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order in-house. Go to the3percenter.com and get the very best gear for any Second Amendment America-loving patriot. Seriously, like, they are awesome. So go to the3percenter.com and go give them a follow on Instagram as well.
Yeah, their stuff's awesome. I really did like it.
Please support these guys. They've come in to support us. And, you know, we expect you guys to go buy some t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we expect. Mm-hmm. They've got t-shirts. They've got sweatshirts, hoodies. They got a bunch of other stuff,
They're really clean, too.
Yeah.
Like, the graphics aren't all over the place and really ugly. And they're just sharp, and they're like, they stand out, and their message is just like, boom.
Yep.
Like,
so they have tons of like pro Second Amendment type stuff,
Mullen awesome.
Lobby, all that kind of. It's rad. So go check it out, the3percenter.com. Anyways, let's move on,
dude. Cameron.
So we kind of already went through.
How do you protect your stuff?
Okay, so this is really okay. So everybody's heard of Faraday cages, right? So these are named for Michael Faraday, one of the early scientists in electromagnetics. He kind of came up with the concept and the idea. So he discovered that the electromagnetic fields will not penetrate a metal cage made of copper or other good electrical conductors. The fields impinge on the exterior of the cage. Since all the sides of the cage are electronically connected to each other, there is no induced electrical current. So basically what that means is you have a box of some sort that's made out of a conductive material of metal, of something like that, and then you put your device inside of it, maybe, you know, shielded with styrofoam or wrapped up into something. And so when that burst hits, it basically the pulse or the field just goes through the metal or whatever, and it can't reach the whatever's inside. So like there's a bunch of different ways you can do it. People have tested this a little bit. People have even used just like tin foil.
Yeah,
you just wrap whatever you have
in
tin foil, and they say that should probably work, but I don't completely know if that's going to work. I mean, I'm not going to wrap myself in tin foil and say, hey, I'm good to go, right?
I have all my stuff wrapped in tin foil.
Oh, you do?
Mm,
mostly you have that hat that you wear
every
night.
Yeah, that too.
You can also, a lot of people have done it just like with a tin or like a metal garbage can. You know, just put the top on the metal garbage can, put the stuff inside, and that'll do it. They also have Faraday bags, right? We actually got one. We each got one.
Yeah, we do.
We got a little Faraday bag in Battle Box mission. Well, I don't remember what mission it was. Do you remember?
It was It was 14.
14. We made a video on that, too. Go check it out. It's an EMP video. It's actually probably one of my favorite videos that we've done. What do you think?
Do you want me to read to you real quick the mission 14 stuff?
Yeah, because there was some really good stuff
they
in
had
there.
Some awesome stuff.
That pertains
to
So
they had some little
this.
Solar, a lot of solar things. They had a little Luminade pack light,
solar light,
was cool. It's like a little pillow thing that blows up. They had two small Mylar Faraday bags.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had two medium sized. Then two
and
large
so those, sized. Those, a lot of people say those are never going to work.
Yeah.
Some people say they might work.
But why not stick your stuff in it?
Yeah, I've got it in here. So I'm thinking this is almost sort of like a Faraday cage.
I really don't think anything's going to penetrate
They actually make EMP-proof safes, like gun safes.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, that are actually
specific
EMP-proof. I actually looked at them the other day at Cabela's. But anyways, I have in here, I've got a couple of those flashlights, those solar ones.
Yeah.
In those Mylar bags in my gun safe.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that sucker's going to be protected.
I have my Faraday bag too, and that's what I house my.
That was another thing that was in there, the nylon EMP Faraday bag.
Yeah,
$60.
Yeah, those things are. It's legit. It's not very big. It's just big enough that I was able to get my little Baofeng ham radio in.
Yeah,
that's what I keep that in.
That's a good idea. I think I'm going to put like an old. I have an old iPhone 5.
Yeah,
and I'm just going to store. You know. Some like
PDFs.
Articles and stuff. Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stick that in there. I had a 115 hour emergency candle, and then living off the grid book, a hybrid light that was solar powered and battery powered. And then it had that Baofeng ham radio.
Right.
Oh, and then it had the, five way powered
that thing.
NOAA.
Yeah.
Weather radio.
Actually, that's what I have in my Mylar bag.
That's
that
sweet. That thing's awesome.
Yeah, it's solar powered and it has like USB ports.
Yeah, it's got everything.
It's also crank as well.
It's crank powered.
The thing is awesome. I think I actually recommended somebody on.
They kind of don't think these things are going to fry as easily.
The solar powered.
The ones
stuff.
That can crank.
The crank, yeah.
Yeah, because they sustain it. Yeah,
so
they
I think
charge.
if you have those in some Mylar bags even a simple
probably,
Faraday cage, you're probably all right.
Safe, yeah.
Yeah. So that NOAA radio, that NOAA radio is awesome. Like I really recommend that to anybody.
Yeah, that sucker's awesome.
And
it is.
I can't remember how much was that?
$50.
So it's like $50, but it's solar powered. It's crank. It has a light on it. It has a USB. It has a light, right? I think it had
it
a
does.
Light. Yeah.
It has a light.
And it has like USB ports. It's freaking awesome.
Yeah, it can
for
charge
50
your phone.
Bucks.
It can run off batteries. It can run off the crank. It can run off the solar power.
What
powered.
Brand is it?
Kaito.
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 Okay, go check that thing out on Amazon.
It's sweet. Voyager is the...
Oh, Voyager, yep.
...is the type.
Yep.
So this was a pretty sweet EMP bag, I thought.
Yeah. Anyways, that's some really good stuff. So really, basically, there's not much else you can do. I mean, other than being prepared.
And you hope it's not that bad.
Yeah. You hope it's not that bad, but, you know, be prepared to not have anything. That's basically the best
thing
you can
do. I think so,
too.
Try not to... Yeah, think of... To you know, not relying on your electronic.
Yeah,
call.
Exactly. Yep, that's all I have, Cam.
That's good.
Do you have some more?
My
stuff?
My stuff's just real basic. I mean, you know, after all the aftermath, you know, surviving without all that crap.
Yeah.
So we've talked about it. Just do not rely so much on your electronics.
Yeah, try.
And
not
that's
to.
A hard thing. I mean, if you're storing stuff on your phone and everything, it's possible you could lose that. You know.
Yeah. It's, you know, honestly, it's not a bad idea to print out some things if you need them.
No, and I have done that and tucked them in. You know, and books are worth their weight in gold.
You know what? I think you and I ought to get like a little, like an iPhone, and just keep sending stuff. You know, I'll send stuff to you, and you just put it in your
Faraday
bag.
That's a good idea.
And we'll just keep
That is a really good idea. Yeah. But yeah, the other things, you know, I kind of talked about, I always say that I wrote down to talk about, was, you know, think about other ways to use energy, you know, storing fuels because, you know, you're going to need heat and a lot of heat is electric now.
Yeah.
And
heat's going to be hard.
You know, you got gas. If you're not going to use it in the car, it
burns
everything. How the
hell do they know that I got gas?
Number one, you know, your water and your food storage.
Yeah.
Extremely important.
No matter what.
In all scenarios.
Yeah.
Your water, number
one. If you have that stuff, you're most likely going to be okay.
Yeah, exactly. Some other things just to kind of think about, you know, a wood burning stove, something that doesn't rely on any energy.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about that.
Yeah.
You know, I do want to put one in my basement.
Absolutely.
You know, if you can, I think these are pretty expensive, but a vacuum tube ham radio. I like the fact of just making a Faraday way of protecting a small, you know, but there are vacuum tube ham radios. There's a lot of EMP, you know, specific things that they've kind of tested that you can get out there. You know, and think about ways to process your foods without modern appliances. There's a lot of hand crank, you know, food processors, you know, grinders for wheat and all that crap. But yeah, those besides the main core of just having your food and your water, there's those other things that just can make things easier.
Absolutely.
Manual power.
It could be a big fat mess.
You could just get like a stone and like grind your corn.
You know, it wouldn't be a bad idea to get something like a solar oven. Those things take forever.
Those things are cool.
But you have something to cook food if you have to. You know,
yeah.
Not a bad idea.
So even though the sun may have been a bastard to you and just fried everything, you can use it.
You can still harness its
power. He's still there.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. I think that's what we have for that, Cameron. Well done. Well done.
I guess.
You did a good job. I think I'm going to give you a B+.
There was a lot of good stuff in there.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm sure we missed a whole bunch of crap, but we don't have, I don't know. It's a big subject.
It really is.
So Cameron.
Uh-huh.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
I just love spraying.
All right. This is good. So my medical tip today.
Today.
I just want to talk about combating depression. So it's pretty much going to set in for a lot of people when, you know,
if you've ever played this war of mine.
Yeah, that's like all it is. It's just depressing.
Fighting depression.
So, you know, I went over some things in, I wrote down some, I keep saying, some things to kind of resist depression and combat depression. Number one, exercise. So it's kind of hard to do that, you know, when things are going down, but really, you know, the endorphins can do miracles for your mind.
Yeah.
Get your focus off from the horrible crap around you, you know, and the people around you. To counseling support, you know, a group support and, you know, talking with each other and realizing, you know, who's struggling in the group. And, you know, that's why the groups are also really important.
Three, listening to this podcast.
Yes. Meditation. Some small studies show 20 minutes of compassion meditation.
What the hell's that?
It's like thinking of, you know, just meditating on the good and being, you know, it's just really cheesy stuff.
Yeah. I'm probably not going to do that.
No,
but it's a good idea.
But to me, meditation is just separating myself from everything.
Yeah.
Just,
well, that's what we do on Tuesday nights,
it
right?
It is what we do on Tuesday nights. Yeah. Four is get out and enjoy some sun. You know,
yeah.
If you're a basement freak, you know, unless, I don't know what could be going on out there that you really couldn't be exposed to some sun.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of benefit to that. Now, in terms of medications, if you're already on an antidepressant, which 90% of the world is, then, you know, stock up on it.
Yeah. Or try and get off it somehow.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, really, when it comes down to it.
Yeah. So, but some things over the counter, you know, St. John's wort's over the counter, 300 milligrams three times a day. Has studies behind it showing improvement in depression. There's a lot of side effects with all these medications that can occur, you know, upset stomach, headaches, and things like that. But St. John's wort is available, and it's sealed, and you can store it, and it's probably a good idea to have a few bottles of it. can help with stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
S-adenosylmethionine, okay, or SAM-E, is also available over the counter. 400 to 16 milligrams once a day. It's a little faster.
400 to 16?
Yeah. It's a little faster than St. John's wort, okay, in terms of working for depression. The problem with all antidepressants is they really take about 3 to 4 weeks to really notice a change. But having it available is huge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like on this war of mine, you know, you can concoct those little medicines to kind of...
If you don't know what that is, it's a computer game. It's pretty fun.
It's kind of cool.
It's a survival type
game. Yeah, weren't the developers like through the Bosnian War?
Yeah. They actually went through a war.
So it's pretty... It's really like a book. Like, it's pretty fascinating.
It's fantastic.
Number three, fish oil. Fish oil has been shown to reduce anxiety and improve depression. Just fish oil.
Just fish
those
oil.
Those omega-3s.
Yeah.
And then the last thing, vitamin B complexes, vitamin B6, folic acid, they also have been shown to improve mood. So these are all things over the counter that you probably should throw in some, you know, a menacin area. But anyway,
you didn't talk about sexual contact.
Yeah.
Because honestly, that it's true.
Oh, it is. It's a huge antidepressant. But it's also a depressant for males.
Oh, is it really?
No, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I can't get it. No.
I thought you were being serious for a second.
No, but yeah, that should be on there. But
yeah, it should. Absolutely.
To be family friendly, I left it on.
There ain't nobody. No, never mind.
But yeah, those things are all available over the counter, and they can help. And
yeah,
there's going to be depression if you're cooped up in your basement.
Oh,
forever.
Yeah.
So candy. Mm-hmm. And
hoard that Halloween candy.
Exercise equipment. So get a Bowflex.
Yeah, everyone's got a Bowflex for sale.
Anyway,
yeah, good job, well done. Let's move on to BattleBox real quick.
Okay,
we're gonna go over this very quickly. We did a video a couple weeks ago, and it's mission 20, and it is shelter building and tinder collecting, I believe.
Yep,
is what it was.
Yep.
So kind of go down through the list, see what you get in this bad boy.
Yeah. So far, my favorite box.
Is it really?
It's really
your favorite
was.
Box? Yeah, yep. It's really good.
A lot of hand tools here.
And we've got a lot of boxes. We've been since mission 9?
Yeah.
Or is that what it, 8 or 9?
I think it was 8, wasn't
eight,
it?
Mission 8, maybe, yeah.
Anyway, so the basic box includes $24.99, a Elk Ridge axe. So it's a little hatchet.
Yeah, a little hatchet.
It has a little hex head, mm-hmm, you know, things, and it's got a cord. What's that little thing? What are those called?
Hmm?
That like cut through seat belts and stuff.
Oh yeah, and I
the little hook. Anyway,
yeah.
Actually, it's only $14.99. The cost of the box is $60 value.
Yeah, $24.99.
Pocket chainsaw. This thing's wicked.
Ah, it is. It's like a real like chain, man.
Yeah,
that
it's a freaking.
Nasty.
It looks like a new chain off from a chainsaw.
Yeah.
But yeah, it has a way to like hook it into some manual, you know, some little hand grips.
Yeah.
And you can saw through.
It's legit,
and
man.
It all packs up and goes into, well, not the two hand grip things, but it packs up into a little like chew can.
Yeah, it's cool.
The Smith's Tinder Maker.
That thing is pretty awesome. We use that.
I was like, this thing's kind of cheesy. It looks like a cheese grater.
It looks like a tiny cheese grater.
And yeah, you just use it to shave, you know, to make tinder. And it has a little ferro rod in there.
Yeah, you can see us. We actually use that in a little slow-mo action in the video.
It's
cool.
Pretty sweet. Like that's an awesome stocking stuffer if you're gonna do a prepper thing. Then it had some Ready Man campers cleats. These are pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. To use your paracord as you know, to tie down. They're just an easy way to anchor things.
Yeah,
and
it's good
pull
stuff.
It tight. Pretty cool. And then the Easy Clip MIDI tarp clips.
Yeah, those things were awesome too.
They were,
I actually really liked those.
Really simple. Because I mean, a lot of times you know, you want to tie down a tarp, but you don't, either
there's
doesn't
no
have holes or it's not in the right place.
Yeah.
These just like, you just put them over and slide them on and they grip like a mother.
Yeah.
And then they got a hole for you to loop through.
Yeah, they're awesome.
So that's the basic box. The advanced box has all that and also the Wicked Tree, Wicked Tough Handsaw with sheath. And that thing is wicked.
It is wicked, yeah. It's a little fold-out handsaw.
Yeah, and it's an aggressive sucker and it has a nice carry case.
Mm-hmm.
Arborist throw weight. We didn't use that much.
We didn't use that in,
I'm sure it's helpful.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
And it looks cool.
Yeah.
So the Pro Box, this had, three things. Oh, there's Pro Plus, huh? So the Pro Box had all that. Plus, you get the Outdoor Edge Saberback Bowie.
Yeah, thing's cool.
That thing was freaking awesome.
Yeah, a little Bowie, like machete type knife.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, you don't even have to chop stuff. It just shears.
You were just slicing through those branches.
I was cutting some branches, and I mean, it just took like three out with one swipe.
Yeah.
Awesome blade. You know, self-defense or whatever.
Outdoor Edge does a good job. I actually really like their
stuff.
They do.
And also in there, did you see there's a 40% off coupon from anything from their store?
Really?
40% off.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah,
I think I threw it away.
I was looking through their catalog. So yeah, you get that coupon too. Then they had a BattleBox Tan lightweight compact ripstop tarp with waterproof coating.
Yeah, it's perfect for
it's
shelter
huge.
Building.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Real simple, and it has nice loops on it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Waterproof.
Now, the Pro Plus Box, the knife of the month, was actually the baddest tool ever.
Yeah. So you probably saw, if you follow us on Instagram or Facebook, you saw it was part of my Halloween costume.
It was. So it's a Zippo 4-in-1 woodsman tool.
Yeah.
$80 value. This thing, man, it's got
awesome.
Good weight behind it. It's got a sheath over the blade of the hatchet, and mm-hmm. it actually acts as a handle because you can put it becomes a bow saw.
Yeah, it comes a saw.
And it's just so awesome. It has two blades in it inside the handle, so you've got it all right there.
Yeah, it never leaves it. Yeah, it's always
it
right
has
there.
A stake pull-up thing that flips down. Such an awesome tool.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
This box was my favorite. It was sweet.
Yeah, it's definitely up there with mine.
So it had too. The EMP one was great, and mm-hmm. it had a couple others, but I did like this one the most.
Yeah, it's really good. So go check out BattleBox. We love those guys. They've been really good to us.
Yeah, huge value. I mean, you get a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. it's a $240 value.
Yeah.
And you really,
$150.
I mean, it's obvious that this yeah. stuff is would be $240 by itself.
Yeah. So if you can go ahead and get, I think once you're a subscriber, you can go back and sometimes buy some of the old boxes. So
yeah,
it's
so
a good
it was a
idea.
Sweet box.
Yeah, go check it out. Okay, so now let's move on to the Dog Tag Incorporated first aid kit.
You should have done that one because I
should
talk
have
about this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but too bad.
You got to hear my voice a little more, but that's okay because Kobe yeah. was the expert on EMP.
Yeah, I was.
So this bag that we got from
Dog Tag Incorporated.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Did I put that tag on there?
I don't know.
Anyways, it comes with the dog tag too. It looks like
it came with some patches on it.
Yeah. 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 So it's a really durable bag. It's got some nice straps on it that, I mean, you can throw in your car, you can throw in mm-hmm. your bug out bag.
It's a great bug out
really
bag.
Really durable.
Yeah.
Anyway, it also has a little keychain thing hooked to it that's paracord, and inside the paracord, I pulled it out. I can't get it back in. is a little fishing kit.
A little fishing kit, yeah.
And it's sweet.
Cool.
It's got some hooks, it's got some fishing line, and I'm not even sure what's all in there.
Yeah, it's a bunch of different stuff.
So yeah, that's tied to it. Just a little thing hanging off the zipper. Inside you get the med kit's all set up, and I do like how organized the bag is.
Yeah.
And how well it kind of opens. You can just kind of prop it up or hang it on something.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some bandage scissors, and they're good quality. I mean, they're definitely going to do the job. I mean, there's a lot of those I've bought that are cheap or used that just won't cut.
Uh-huh.
And these ones do. You've got waterproof matches. You've got some paper tape for, you know, taping some bandages on. You've got a bandage in there. You also have, some water purification tabs.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
You've got some butterfly bandages in there. You have some triple antibiotic ointment. You have regular band-aids. You have a triangle bandage. You've got some stinging ointment, which is actually bupivacaine. So you've got a little bit of an anesthetic in there.
Oh, nice.
And then you also have iodine for sterilization.
Oh, dang, that's cool.
You got some rubber gloves.
Yeah.
And then you also have, I think it's a rat's.
Yeah, I think there's a rat's tourniquet in there too.
So you do get a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah, it's a pretty much full on legit.
And it's hard, you know, this last Christmas, I tried to find a medical kit for my parents.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard to find one, like a bag itself.
Yeah.
You know, a bag itself is going to cost you just $20 with nothing in it.
Yeah, exactly.
And he stocked it all up, you know. the company stocked it all up for you, and it has quality stuff and good stuff that you would want to have in your car,
yeah,
or your bag. I mean, stuff that's it's a lot of the stuff useful.
We did do a bug out bag first aid kit episode.
Yeah, most of the stuff's in
and
there.
And most of that stuff's in there that we wanted to have in there. Yeah. So, and we hadn't really put one together yet, and so this one's actually going to stay with us. We go do those battle box videos every month.
Yeah, we're going to take
and
it with
us. And Cam usually cuts off a finger
I
or
do
a toe.
I always freaking jack something up.
I don't know how you do it, but we never have, well, some preppers we are, we never have a first aid kit with us. So this is going to stay with us as we go, and it's just going to be, we're really happy with it.
It has plenty of room to add to it. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a few pockets that are empty, so you could add, you know, some of the things
you
feel are more important, and then, it is an awesome little kit.
So please go check out Dog Tag Incorporated on Instagram.
And you get a badge on there.
Yeah, you get this. So they have some sweet, like, is that one of the glow-in-the-dark ones? I don't know if it is or not.
I don't know.
We got some glow-in-the-dark ones. Anyways, he's got some cool glow. He has hats.
Yeah,
he's got
shirts. Yeah, it is glow-in-the-dark.
He's got patches. He has really good stuff. So go check him out.
Check
it out. So that's...
Yeah, it is glow-in-the-dark.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a really good bag. So, it's really good quality. Yeah. It's set up really nice, and it has your most of the essentials in the first aid kit.
Yeah, so go say hi to him on Instagram. Let him know that we sent you over there to say hi. And then you can check out his website from there. Has a link right to it. So yeah, that's
he has
a good
some
idea.
Sweet stuff.
Yeah, so before we go today, guys, once again, we need to talk about TacPack because they are freaking awesome. They are our presenting sponsor for this podcast. They are, again, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside. And if you like to shoot, if you're a shooter, if you have an AR-15, you have to get this monthly box. Cam, basically, what are you doing,
I'm
man?
I'm playing with this patch.
Oh, okay. Cam basically has an entire AR-15 just from TacPack.
I do.
At this
All
point.
I need is the barrel and the actual gun.
Yeah. The barrel and a trigger, and he's good to go. So go check him out. TacPack.com. 10% off your first box. And they're only $50. So you're going to get $5 off. This is going to be like $45. And it's going to be worth every second. Every dollar is what I meant. Not second. So...
It is. It's well worth your...
Yeah, and please come check us out on social media.
Yeah, please do balls.
Yeah, we need to have you come say hi to us on balls. Facebook and Instagram and stuff. So, you got anything else to say, Cam?
Check it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's collecting light like crazy
now.
It feels
really good.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thanks, Dog Tag Incorporated.
Yeah.
And remember to go ahead and check out our new sponsor, The 3%er. Check them out on Instagram and go to the3%er.com as well.
Do it.
All right, guys. See you later.